Kellogg. St. Helena, California, November 1st, 1900. Kellogg Review and Herald. Dear Brother, W.C. White put the enclosed paper in my hands to be sent to you with the statement that he has done this. I understand that you said you would release your claim on the Gospel Primer just as soon as Willie did. I shall be greatly relieved when all the profits from this book go to the Southern Field, to J.E. White, where they should ever have been sent. The way some things have been managed in regard to this book show a record in the books of heaven which none would not meet with joy. Thank the Lord that this much is done. The efforts to divert means from the Southern Field into other channels has had a blinding influence upon minds as to what is comprised in dealing with equity and justice. Jesus has been knocking at the door of the heart for some time without obtaining the welcome, "Come in, thou heavenly guest." How long will he have to wait? How long shall truth and righteousness be kept in the outer courts? Oh, what wonderful forbearance the Lord has exercised toward the children of men! But there is a point beyond which even his forbearance cannot go. Then the footsteps of the Savior turn away. The word is given to the attendant angel to fix the dread mark on the doomed and fated doorway. Ephraim is joined to his idols. Let him alone. Hosea 4, verse 17. Here we are in America. I cannot understand as to where the General Conference session will be held. Dr. Kress has written me a letter stating that, in his judgment, it will be a great mistake to have General Conference in Oakland. He said that the reason given why it was proposed to have it in Oakland was that it was Sister White's preference. I do not like to have the matter stand in this way. If the brethren think best to have the conference in Battle Creek, Sister White will not stand in the way, for if I have no special evidence from the Lord in regard to it being my duty to make the journey to Battle Creek in midwinter, I need not go to the conference. The meeting can be held all the same. If it is held in Oakland, I would not feel that it was presumption for me to go. Our precious Sister Henry sacrificed her life by seeking to do altogether too much. Her extensive visiting has resulted in the loss of her labors. I feel this keenly. I do not feel anxious to attend any meeting in a cold climate in midwinter. I do not want my course of action to be presumptuous. Willie has made over his interest in the Gospel Primer to me. Will you follow his example? In the Southern Field, they greatly need the profits from this book. The money would help the cause in that part of the vineyard where Edson has worked in a way represented to me as having the approval of God. His work has been a work of self-sacrifice at every step. But men contrived and maneuvered to turn away the prophets from that destitute field. One day they will see and understand all that this means to them. The cause has produced the sure result. This dishonest management and avoidance of the very work God would have done will have its influence. The wrong is not cured yet. The errors are not effaced by the blood of Jesus Christ. The Lord has been dishonored, for he could not magnify his name in giving his presence and his power to the actors. The whole Church of God has felt the divine displeasure because of men's twisting and turning and devising. But men are so blinded that they cannot see. The enemy has been exalted and his plans accepted. God's plans have been turned aside. Oh, what can be done, what shall be done, to lead the actors to see their wicked work as God sees it? What will be sufficient to cleanse the office from its moral defilement? Is it to be wondered at that lax, dishonest actions have been given an education in injustice? Integrity has not been strictly followed. God will call them to give an account of their stewardship. I wish they could show a clean record. They make the people raise contributions to make restitution. And if those in responsible positions do anything for the southern field, it is not cheerfully or willingly done. God help us to do our work intelligently and understandingly, that we may not be weighed in the balances and found wanting. But I must close. May the Lord open ways before you, and may you obtain that daily experience which is so essential for your present and eternal good, is my earnest wish and prayer.